Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 30th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. Reuters reports South Korean regulatory officials asked Google and Apple to turn in their plans for compliance with the amendment of the Telecommunications Business Act. Most of the act came into effect mid-September, which included a provision about developers being allowed to use third-party payment platforms. The Korea Communications Commission will enact an enforcement ordinance for the revised Telecommunications Business Act within the next 6 months. Google announced new search functions Wednesday. It will use the MUM AI model to provide additional context about search topics. Things to Know pulls out answers to questions it thinks you might have about search topics, suggests further searches, and include the contents of videos in those recommendations. Google Lens will let you add text refinements to visual searches. Shopping results in Google Search can be filtered by items in stock at stores. Google Maps will get layers for viewing wildfires, the density of tree canopy, which is helpful for city planners, and plus codes, which offer location information for places without addresses. Nintendo categorically denied a report by Bloomberg, responding on Twitter it falsely claims that Nintendo is supplying tools to drive game development for a Nintendo Switch with 4K support, and the only new Switch model planned is the OLED version launching October 8th. Bloomberg stands by their report, which cites 11 different sources at different game companies claiming to each have a 4K dev kit. Facebook Messenger can now start group chats between Instagram and Messenger contacts, expanding upon previously introduced cross-app messaging. Instagram DMs can now also include polls, and members of a group chat can see who is typing, regardless of which app users are chatting on. And Facebook's Watch Together feature can now be used to view Instagram Reels and IGTV videos. In Google's case to appeal the $5 billion fine from the European Union from 2018 over an abuse of market power, Google lawyer Alfonso Lamadrid states, "We have submitted evidence showing that the most common search query on Bing is by far Google. People use Google because they choose to, not because they are forced to." At issue is the EU Competition Commissioner's claim Google paid manufacturers to pre-install its search app and Chrome browser, leading to only 1% of people downloading different apps. TikTok settled a lawsuit brought by Bev Standing, the original voice lady on TikTok videos, though settlement terms are still being finalized and any payment details are not disclosed. As part of the agreement, TikTok will license Standing's voice, but it is unknown whether it will return to the app, which switched to an overly cheery replacement voice after being sued in May. Acting chair of the Federal Communications Commission, Jessica Rosenworcel, proposes closing a loophole in FCC regulations as part of the battle against robocalls. The proposed regulation puts additional requirements on U.S.-based gateway providers, which pass voice traffic to other U.S. networks, to verify calls before sending them down the line, as a way to prevent foreign scammers from disguising robocalls entering the U.S. The agency is expected to vote on the proposal during the October meeting. Spotify announces podcasters creating shows through its creation platform Anchor will be able to build interactive polls and Q&As for their programs. This feature was in testing last year, along with interactive ads, but the interactive ads have yet to expand to wider testing. Polls and Q&A are visible at the bottom of the Spotify mobile app, and engagement is expected to be higher than the traditional method of directing listeners to other social media or sites, since it's integrated into the app. Brazil's Congress passed a bill creating a legal framework with rules for the use of artificial intelligence within the country, which include machine learning systems, supervised and unsupervised, and reinforcement learning platforms. It covers the rights of AI system users to be informed about the institution responsible for development and the right to access clear information about the criteria and procedures within the system. The bill has yet to be passed by the Senate. Augmented reality company Inreal is launching Inreal Air Glasses, an iOS-compatible, more compact, and cheaper version of its smart glasses, expected to begin shipping in 2021 in China, Japan, and South Korea. The exact price is currently unavailable, but the company expects it'll be a fraction of the price of the previous version, which was approximately $600. The glasses use micro-OLED displays, a refresh rate of 90 Hz, are powered by a phone through a tether cable, and are ideal for projecting a virtual big screen for your eyes, perfect for streaming video. And Amazon received a class action complaint from several Chinese companies after they were banned from the marketplace over use of paid reviews. Amazon has cracked down on paid reviews in 2021, claiming to have banned 600 Chinese brands over 3,000 seller accounts. The companies in the complaint are seeking recovery of funds that are being illegally and improperly withheld by Amazon, which are held by Amazon through a sole discretion clause in fulfilled by Amazon business agreements. The companies do not dispute their use of paid reviews. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.